Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft. And in this video, Paul Morris is going to be back with us to give us a demo of NanoServer. And so we're very lucky to have Paul here. He's going to show us the tools that are included with Windows Server 2016 that are used to deploy NanoServer as a virtual machine. And that's going to be really interesting. If you haven't seen NanoServer before, in the last video, Paul talked about some of the pros and cons, but he's actually going to show you a deployment. So there are a lot of places where NanoServer is going to be the best fit for the deployment option with Windows Server. In addition, Paul's going to show you some of the common tasks that you may want to go through when you're just managing a NanoServer deployment using Windows Server 2016 and the Server Manager tools that are built in there. So I hope you enjoy this demo from Paul. This may be your first look at NanoServer with Windows Server 2016. I hope it's a good one. Thank you, and we'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Okay, let's talk about NanoServer. At the end of this video, you should have a better idea of how to create a NanoServer image for Hyper-V and how to access and manage the NanoServer with Server Manager and also the console. And we'll take a few little stops along the way to explain a couple other things about NanoServer. First, let's look at where we are. So this is Windows Server 2016. Take a look here. There it is. And what we've got, obviously, is the File Explorer, Server Manager, PowerShell, and then Hyper-V Manager. And so we're going to be using all of these throughout this little video. So first, I just want to take you in also to the File Explorer here, and we'll take a look at what's here. So obviously, there's a VM store here for our virtual machines. There's nothing in it yet. And then there's a Windows Server 2016 source. And if we open this puppy, we can see that there's actually a NanoServer folder here, and that contains all the NanoServer information. And so a couple of things. The NanoServer image generator, which we will be using, so is in this folder. And then the NanoServer packages are in this folder. And these are all the various cab files that can be used to create the NanoServer image. There's quite a few of them. Compute, containers, DCB, Defender, which is the anti-malware, DNS, DSC, which is the desired state configuration, failover. The guest package is where we'll be calling that, because that's what creates the virtual machine image. And then, the host, IIS or the web environment, the OEM driver, System Center Virtual Machine Manager, on and on. And you can see that. Here's also the shielded VM package, so that you can actually create NanoServer shielded VMs. Very cool stuff. Okay, that's the source environment. And so let's go ahead and do something with this. So in PowerShell, we'll just go ahead and change to the NanoServer, the Windows Server 2016 source NanoServer, and then the image generator. And we're there. And then we're going to import a PowerShell module. And so that's there as well. Now we want to go ahead and create the image itself. And there's a fairly long set of commands here. Let's make this a little bigger. So you can see here, we're coming from the image generator. The command is new NanoServer image, so it's a data center edition. And then here's the media path, Windows Server 2016 source. The base path is NanoBase, and then the target path is VM store, Nano1, and then the VHD is going to be called Nano1.vhd. And the deployment type is a guest, so it'll be a virtual machine image. And it'll include storage, clustering, and we've added a computer name of Nano1, and we're also going to give it a domain of contoso.com. So let's hit it and see what happens. And then it asks for an administrator password. And it runs. Now, this takes a while to build, so I'm going to go ahead and take a break and come back when it's all done. And we're back. So there's a lot that went on in the interim as this thing was building. A couple things I just want to call out is right here where it joins the domain. So let's see if it says joining domain, dejoin, request, blah, blah, blah. So it actually joins the domain for you if that's what you've requested, which is actually a pretty cool feature. Okay, let's take a look. What's going on here? So If we go back to the VM store, here's Nano 1, and there's our VHD. So if we then want to go to Hyper-V Manager, the new virtual machine, Nano 1, leave it as a Gen 1, use dynamic memory, which we can, give it some startup memory like that, give it a connection, and then use an existing virtual hard disk. And here we go. Before I start this, so you can see how fast it starts, let me just look at settings here real quick for this one. We'll go to memory. Go to memory. And so this is what it can use, but the minimum amount of RAM, let's take this down to like 256. So that when it's running, you know, you can allow it to drop down to a significantly low amount of memory. And then let's start it. And I want you to keep an eye on this thing because it starts so fast, it's unbelievable. Boom. Done. So there it is running within, you know, it doesn't have an application on it, but it still starts pretty fast. If you are used to very large virtual machines and how long they take to start up and shut down, then you'll understand what's up here. So from here, I think it's running. Let's see if we can connect. Here we go. And there we are. So we're now in the running Nano server in Hyper-V. And you can see we can look at networking, inbound firewall rules, outbound firewall rules, WinRM. So let's look at networking real quick and that particular adapter. And then you can see what's on the adapter. Here's the MAC address, whether DHCP is enabled or not, which we told it to be in the build. So it got its IP address, subnet mask, on and on. It's ready to go. Okay, so now that it's running, let's go ahead and shut it down and see what happens. So did you see how fast it shut off? I mean, shutdowns are actually an issue as well with larger virtual machines, that if you have to sit there and wait for, you know, 10 virtual machines to shut down, it takes a long time. So the faster they can turn on, the faster they can shut off, the more you can get on with your business. Let's go ahead and start that again and just let it run. That's it. Man, that's fast. Okay, that's that part. Next, let's go to Server Manager. And add other servers to manage. Type in Nano 1. And there it is. So we'll just go ahead and add it. And now it should be in all servers. And if we review the Nano server information, you can see what's going on here. It's got a file and storage services role and failover clustering that we actually built it with, right? And then if we go to file and storage services, we can look at the various volumes and the disks, and then any storage pools which we don't have. So with volumes, let's go here, and with server roles, we want to add file and storage services. So it succeeded. And we'll go to shares. And we'll create a new file share. Just do a quick SMB share. Share name, Nano One Share. And the share is there. So what have we done here? Well, in a short period of time, we created a Nano Server virtual machine image with PowerShell, brought it into Hyper-V Manager, started it, stopped it too, and then accessed it via the console and managed it via Server Manager. So the point here is this is very easy to do, it's very quick, and the management capabilities are substantial. And this was only two of the existing management capability. You could use Virtual Machine Manager or Operations Management Suite or Server Management Tools or a wide variety of third-party tools as well. So hopefully that gives you a good idea of the value of Nano Server and really how easy it is to set up and use.